Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. I'm so excited to be joined by Jen Ellis, owner of Arote Float Studio in Carrboro. Floating is a relaxation and therapeutic technique that guides you to deepened meditative or heightened flow state. You lie in a pod with 10 inches of water with over 900 pounds of Epsom salts dissolved in. The density that results from this mixture makes you effortlessly buoyant, allowing you to simply lie down and float. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
So this may be the first time someone has heard about floating. Tell me how you found floating and how you ended up opening your own studio.
So I guess it's been about 4 years ago now. I broke my ankle really badly and ended up in a walking boot and on crutches for quite some time. And during that time, I developed really bad sciatica. My husband actually suggested that I try floating to see if that would alleviate any of the pain I was experiencing. So I thought, let's give this a shot. What's the worst that can happen? And after my first session, I felt absolutely incredible. Not only did my pain go away, I was so calm and so relaxed. It was such a transformative experience for me that I knew I had to open one in Carrboro. At the time, I was driving over an hour to float, so I thought I couldn't believe there wasn't one closer, and also our community would totally welcome and just benefit from having it close by.
You help guide people to peace and healing. It must be gratifying to get to watch that journey.
It is really gratifying to not only watch, but be a part of that journey. I'm really grateful also that I'm able to provide a therapy that so many people can find relief from whatever may ail them. I'm also grateful that people trust that we'll take really good care of them when they're in Arote. Life is about balance. Floating, I believe, is the ultimate in rest and recovery and allows people to truly unplug and disconnect from those day-to-day stressors and distractions in life and allow your mind and body to rejuvenate on a level that you really just can't find anywhere else.
Before we go, other than floating, what is one way that you can add a little intention into your day?
I absolutely love this question. So the way I'm currently doing it is literally stopping to smell the roses. We have a member who is a master gardener and has planted the most beautiful flower garden outside our shop, and it attracts butterflies, hummingbirds, bumblebees, and it's a really great way to just stop and take in the beauty and appreciate that we've got these beautiful little nuggets given to us day to day and not take it for granted.
You can learn more and schedule your next floating session online at floatarate.com. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hill this week, Jen. Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.